Masechta Tainis, daf yud dalar amud alef, Tosfos de Rav Maschil, lav shiura hu, dehakatani la beidach pirka. The Gemara, in trying to challenge the assumption that the Tainios emsa'ios, the three middle fast days, do not require the recital of the extra brachos in Shimon Esrei of the chaf dalet brachos, quotes two Tanaic sources. On Yud Gimel Amud Beis, the Gemara quotes a brisa that says, Ein bein gimel shnios l'shev achronos, el shebe'elu masriyin v'noel v'nesachanuyos. That the only distinction between the three middle fast days and the seven last fast days are the fact that you sound the alarm and you close the food stores. Mashma, that with respect to all the other halachos, they are similar, including the recital of the Chaf Dalet Brachos. That would challenge the assumption that on the middle fast days you don't recite the Chaf Dalet Brachos. And then the Gemara points out that you certainly have to say Tana V'Shir, that there's some leftover distinctions, because it's only on the latter fast days that you take the Teva, the Aron Kodesh, outside into the street, and you certainly don't do that in the middle fast days. So the Gemara points out that concerning taking out the Aron Kodesh, it wouldn't necessarily be considered an omission, because maybe the Braisa is only stating differences with respect to things that are done b'tzina privately, such as sounding the alarm, meaning blowing the shofar, or davening, which is done in shul, as opposed to taking the Aron Kodesh into the street, which is done before Hesia publicly. And if there's no omission of Teva because of that reason, because it wasn't focusing on that, then there would only be one leftover, namely Chof Dalet Brachos, and that we normally don't say Tana V'Shir only on one item. And that would in turn prove again that you do recite the Chof Dalet Brachos on the middle fast days. Then the Gemara quotes the statement of Rav Ashi that you could prove the same idea that there are Chof Dalet Brachos even on the three middle fast days, the Shalosh Emtza'iyos, from the Mishnah, because the Mishnah is a very similar Lashon, on Yud Beis Amud Beis, not using the language of Ein Bein, but the language of Ma'elu Yaseiris Al Harishonos, with respect to what are the latter fast days more severe than the middle ones. As we saw before. And the language of Ma'elu perhaps is even more exclusive than Ein Bein. So then the Gemara has a similar give and take, that it left over Teva, and the Gemara says that that's not considered a leftover, because the idea of taking out the Aron Kodesh into the street is discussed explicitly in the second parak. Then the Gemara wraps up. So if we leave out distinctions that are mentioned explicitly in another Mishnah, so you could say the same about the 24 brachos. Maybe that's only recited on the last seven fast days and not in the middle ones. So Tosis just has a technical point that the Gemara has two parallel Tanaic sources. One a Braisa that are quoted on Yud Gimel Amud Beis, and one a Mishnah that are quotes on Yud Dalet Amud Aleph. And it has a very similar analysis. But in response to the counter-argument that it left out Teva as well, and not just the concept of Chof Dalet Brachos, so the respective Gemaros responded differently. Concerning the Braisa of the Ein Bein quoted on Yud Gimel Amud Beis, the Gemara said that Teva is not considered a leftover, because the Braisa is only listing distinctions that are Bitsina and not Befarhesia. But when it used our Mishnah as a proof of Ma'elu Yaseiros al Rishonos, so then when it got in the Shakla V'Tarya to the question of it left over Teva, it gave a different response. The response being that it already discussed Teva in a different parak, and therefore it's not called a leftover. So Tosis is addressing the implicit question of why, when it comes to the analysis of the Braisa, the Gemara responded concerning Teva that it's not listing distinctions with respect to things that are public that are before Hesia. But with respect to the Mishnah, it said that it's not listing the Teva because it was already listed in the next parak. Why couldn't the Gemara have answered in both cases similarly? Namely, that both of them could have said that it's only listing things that are bifur hesia. So Tosis answers, the technical answer as follows, that on the second analysis on the Mishnah, huadin say Tosis to have a matzil terutze kidla'el, in the same way the Gemara could have answered why Teva is not considered a leftover as it answered earlier, namely mili difavahesia lo katani, the things that are public it wasn't dealing with. Rather than answering that it was already discussed in the next parak, it could have also answered the previous answer of it's only dealing with things that are public. I think it's correct to say that in the reverse direction, that would not be the case, meaning the answer that it was discussed in the next parak could not have been given concerning the kasha on the Braisa. It could only have been stated concerning the kasha on the Mishnah, because the Mishnah is arranged in Mishnayis and Prokim, and each Mishnah, so to speak, is aware of the Mishnayos that are coming. the brises are random statements of the Tanoim, and you can't say in analyzing and answering a difficulty with the brisa that it was relying on something that was stated in another perek, because from the perspective of that brisa, those prakim didn't exist. Taisus de Maskel Tani Chada Mesanes for Rishinus for Loi Bachrinus, Vitana Idach Mesanen Bachrinus for Loi Brishinus, Vitana Idach Lo Mesanen Lo Brishinus for Loi Bachrinus. Adding in the emendation of the Bach, Amravashi Nakoit Mitziasa Biyodcha. The Gemara quotes a three wise contradiction in Brises as to which fast days the Ubrois and the Menikois, women who are pregnant and are nursing, which fast days do they have to fast? So one Brises states that they fast in the first ones, not the latter ones. The other one says the exact opposite, they fast in the latter ones, not the first ones. And the third Brises says they fast on either. So Rav Ashi answered somewhat cryptically, Nekoit Metziasa Biyodoch. So Tosus quotes, Rashi interprets as follows. Interestingly, we've been pointing out throughout the Masechta that it seems likely that Tos didn't have our Rashi, but here he does quote some kind of notebook, some kind of commentary that states the Pshat he's about to give, and this does appear in our Rashi. Pirush HaKuntris, adding in one word from the Bach, Nekoit HaShalosh Tainiyos Emtzi'iyos Biyodcha, that when Rav Ashi said Nekoit Metziasa Biyodoch, the Metziasa does not refer to a middle Braisa, as we shall see that other Rishonim interpreted that way, but rather to the middle Tainiyos. Hashalosh, Tainiyos, Emtziyos, Biyodoch, and those are the ones that they have to fast on, as Tosus writes, Va'osan Tainiyos, and those fast days, the middle three, Ubrois, Omenikos, Mesanos, the pregnant women and the nursing women, do indeed fast. So how do we resolve the contradiction between all of these Brisos? V'achikamar, and this is what the Brisos mean respectively. The Brisa that states that they fast in the first fast days, and not in the latter fast days, Mesanos, Berishonos, Pirish, Berishonos, meaning the first ones, Ratzaloma, referring to Emtzi'iyos, the middle ones. And why the middle fast days referred to as the first ones? Namely, they're former, the Heim Rishonos Leachronos. They are not the absolute first, but they're the relative first with respect to the latter seven, Tosas continues, Shehoyu Chamuros, which are severe, having additional restrictions. So those three are called Rishonos. Havalo Bachronos, but they don't fast in the last seven fast days, Dinafishi, because they are many. Velomatsu avdilahu, and therefore they cannot reasonably be expected to fast on those seven fast days of Monday, Thursday, Monday, Thursday, Monday, Thursday, Monday. Now we have the analysis of the second brisa that says that these women fast on the last fast days, but not on the first ones. So that means as follows: v'hadiktani bachronos v'lo b'rishonos, and that which the brisa says that they fast on the last ones and not the first ones. Hayachronos. That word, last ones, again, refers to not absolute last ones, but relative last ones. The latter, Hainu Emtzi'iyos, that refers to the middle fast days. V'karilu achronos, and those are referred to as the last ones. Shehem achronos men rishonos, because they are the latter ones with respect to the first ones, meaning the first three are the first ones, and the middle ones, the middle three, are called the last ones, namely later than the first three. And Tosis notes that we're dealing with the two sets of three. Betchila goes in Shalosh Tainiyos. Originally, they decree three fast days, which are lighter, that are not 25-hour fast days. V'chein b'shnia, Shalosh. And then the middle set is also three. Tos explained the reason for the din. Aval ein mis'anois b'rishonois, but they don't fast in the first set of three. Shehem kalois, because those are lighter fast days, as we mentioned, that they're only day fast days, and therefore we do not impose them on the urbos semenikos. And finally, the third brisa. Hadiktani lo b'rishonois v'lo b'achronois, and that which it states in the third brisa, that they don't fast neither in the first ones nor in the last ones. Kilomar, meaning, lo b'sholosh harishonois harishonois mamish. There, the Brisa is talking in absolute terms and not in relative terms. The Rishonos refer to the Rishonos Mamish, meaning the first three fast days, the ones that are not 25 hours. And when it says Achronos, V'lo b'sheva Achronos, Achronos Mamish. Not the seven last ones, literally the last ones, as Tosus mentioned earlier, because those are too many for them to fast, and presumably we want to make it a package deal that those who are chayiv and fasting would fast all seven, otherwise you could just have them fast some of them. Ela dafka b'emtzi'iyos, but they only fast the more reasonable three middle fast days, which, from this perspective, are just right. They're the more severe ones than the first three, but they're not as many as the last seven. Interestingly, the Rambam, as we briefly alluded to earlier, interprets the language of Ravashi differently, that Nekoit Metziasa B'yodach does not refer to the middle fast days, but rather to the middle Brisa. And since the middle Brisa said that they do not fast on the first fast days, but they do fast on the last fast days, so the Rambam actually paskins that Ubers and Menikos have to fast on the last seven. In Shulchan Aruch, Tosis's view, which he quotes from Rashi, is the accepted one. Interestingly, this Gemara serves as the basis for the famous psak that Ubers and Menikos, who do fast on Tisha B'Av, that's a Gemara elsewhere, but they do not fast on the other fast days, namely Shivas B'Tamuz, Sam Gedalia, and Asar B'Tevos, because those are lighter fast days, which are only during the day and not 25-hour fast days, and they're also dependent on the Kabbalah's Klal Yisrael. So from here we get that model that on the lighter fast days, Ubers and Menikos don't have to fast. Tois de Rimaslov Rav Yehuda Breda Rav Shmuel Bar Shelas Mishmei de Rav Amar Anenu. The Gemara quotes a Machlokes Amoraim concerning the seven last fast days, which are the most severe. So the Mishnah had stated that they have two additional stringencies that don't apply on the three middle ones, namely that Masriyan, Venoel, and Asachanuyos. What is meant by the word Masriyan? So Rav Yehuda said it means with shofaros, that they blow the shofar. And Rav Yehuda, Rei de Rav Shmuel Bar Shelas, in the name of Rav, says that it means Anenu. And this is the Dibur Maschil of Tosis. So Tosis explain what Anenu means here. Omer Hari, the Bach changes the Girsa to Dehai rather than Vehai. Dehai Anenu lo Ritzon Aloma. Anenu shebetfilas tainis. That not to make a mistake that this word anenu here means the famous anenu of the fast day that we add on either in Tishma Kaleinu or between Goel Arofe for the Chazan. That is not what is being referred to over here. Ella, rather anenu sheomrim beslichos. Anenu that we say in slichos as we do nowadays as well, over Yom Kippurim as well as on Yom Kippur. Anenu avinu anenu. And many other phrases like that. Anenu boreinu anenu, anenu goleinu anenu, and the Seder of the Aleph Beis. That is what Rav Yehuda, Brei de Rav Shmuel Bar Shelas, in the name of Rav, meant by saying that we say Anenu, meaning we scream out an extra tfilos in Slichos. Now, Tosis now wants to prove that it can't be the Anenu of the fast day. Aval Anenu de tfila, but Anenu that said in the Shmon Esrei on a fast day, lo kamar, that's not what it means, the ha since, Visholash Rishonos, Nami Amarla. Because that would not be unique to the last seven fast days. That is stated, meaning Anenu in Shema Koleinu, and between Goel Arofe, is stated even during the first three fast days, which are also days of tefillah and days of fasting in which we add in Anenu into the Shemona Esrei. The proof that Tosis present that it cannot mean the Anenu of a regular fast day is given by Rashi as well, in addition to which Rashi gives an extra proof that since the Gemara quotes a Braisa saying that there are 18 Hasros, and from that Braisa the Gemara wanted to prove, in the context of the comparison to Yericho, that the Hasra, or the alarm that's being sounded, is with a shofar. So Rashi writes that it could have objected from the number 18, because on seven fast days, you don't have 18 Anenus in Shmona Esrei. Simply speaking, Rashi is saying that you have three Anenus per day, Ma'ariv, Shachris, Mincha, as we spoke about earlier, according to the simple reading of the Gemara, against the Bahag's later institution, that you say Anenu also in Ma'ariv, so that would be 3 times 7 is 21, and not 18. Perhaps it's further compounded by the fact that on a fast day you also have Ne'ilah, at least on some of those fasts. So then it would actually be more than 18. So Tosa sticks to the first proof of Rashi, that Anenu applies on the first three fast days, and therefore that cannot be the topic here, where we say this only Masriyan on the last seven fast days. Tais di Ramaschal of Ahen Yidches Truos is similar to Yericho. The Ramaschal of Tosis is the Braisa that we mentioned briefly in the earlier Tosvis. The Gemara tries to prove from the Braisa that states that there are 18 Hasros, according to Tosis, slightly different Girsa, 18 Truos, on the seven last fast days. Similar Dava, Yericho. So in Yericho, they blew Shofaros. They didn't say Anenu. So Tosis elaborate as to what the proof is. Pirish. Shebi Yericho, Osukain. In Yericho, they did that. Shekifu, Zayin Yomim. They made Hakafos, or circuits around it for 7 days. So you have a parallelism between the seven last fast days And the seven Akavos of Yericho, V'hoyu Tokin b'chol yom, and they used to blow the shofar every day. So Kamo Kane, parallel to that, those 7 days of Akavos and the blowing of the shofar, Tikna b'tainios, they ordained tainios, specifically seven. And now Tosis explains the calculation of the number 18 mentioned in the Brisa, U'b'chol tainis, mosifin shesh brachos. And in every fast day, we add in six brachos to the Shemona Esrei of 18, getting a total of 24 brachos, as we mentioned many times previously. V'alkol bracha, token, marian, v'token. Every bracha had a set of tkia, trua, tkia. So that's three shofar sounds times six is 18. Imkain, as Tosa conclude, if so, haino yud ches truos. This is the total of the 18 truos, or in the language of our brisa, in front of us, hasros. Again, the Gemara brought as a proof that the Masreen of the Mishnah refers to shofar. And the Gemara points out that even the one who holds that asra means the anenu of anenu vino anenu, he admits that there's also shofar blowing, but he holds there's also tefillah b'peh of anenu. It's interesting that the Vilna Gaon on the margin points out that the proper girsa should be not Yud Ches, but Chaf Aleph. And as elaborated on by the Lecha Mishnah that appears in parentheses after this gloss of the Vilna Gaon, which is with these are written by the Vilna Gaon himself, what was put in later by the editor. So the Lecha Mishnah asks the question that in the second parak they point out that they added in six new brachos, but the Tkiah Shofar already began after the bracha of Goel Yisrael. So that would be a total of seven brachos, after which they blew shofar. That would be three shofar sounds, tkia, trua, tkia, times seven, and it should be 21. So the Vilna Gaon's girsa is 21. Tosis and Rashi, who clearly had the girsa that we have in the Gemara of 18, is somewhat difficult. So the Lecha Mishnah resolves it that we're only dealing with the tkios on the new brachos, not the tkios on a bracha that already exists in Shmon Esrei, namely Goel Yisrael. Tosdi v'maslo masriyan le'ezra. This Divi Maskil does not directly appear in the Gemara. It's a summary of the Gemara. The Gemara, in trying to show that even though they are brisos that explicitly indicate that Matrian means with a shofar and not bepeh, but there are other sources that indicate that it's bepeh. Namely, we have a Mishnah later on in the second parak that says, Al Elo Masriyan b'Shabbos. On these we sound the alarm on Shabbos, where you have a city surrounded by enemy forces, or a river that's about to overflow the city, or a ship that is about to drown at sea. So we do Hasra on those. And on that, Rabbi Yossi argues and says, Le Ezra Avalo Litzaoka. That the purpose of our doing Hasra is not as a form of tefillah, simply speaking, but rather we're calling out to help. So it is that Tosis is now commenting on. Masriyan, which is the introductory line of that Mishnah, and Le'ezra is the Shita of Rabbi Yossi, that we do Hasra'ah for Ezra and not for Tza'oka, meaning not for tefillah. Tosis has two parts. First, he explains what the word Le'ezra means in Rabbi Yossi's Shita, and then he explains how the Gemara proved from this Mishnah that Masriyan means Bepeh. So now Tosis explains. Pirish, Sheyavo Lazar Ir, Chulei, to help out the city, etc., meaning the other things listed in the Mishnah as well. That you're calling out the people to help out the city that was besieged by the captives, or is about to be overrun by a river, or to save the people who are about to be shipwrecked at sea. So now Tosis explain what the proof is from the view of Rabbi Yossi that Asra is Bepeh. Umasriyan Bepeh. Apparently Tosis must have had a slightly different gear than Agamara. Agamara has the Kari lo Hasra. We call it Hasra. Tosis must have had Umasriyan Bepeh. Now Tosis explains that line, which could also conceptually be going on with Kari lo Hasra. Perish, meaning the high trua. That word trua, namely the Mishnah that says Al Elu Masriyan b'Shabbos, Ritzono Lomar Masriyan b'Peh, is referring to calling out with the mouth. How do we know? Maybe it means shofar. So Tosis paraphrases the Gemara: Ilim b'Shofaro, Shofaros b'Shabbos Mishari. The Ein Lahater Trua b'Shofar b'Shabbos, because we are not going to allow blowing the shofar on Shabbos, even if it's a time of crisis. The maximum we allow is tefillah b'peh. So according to this, what emerges is that the Tanna Kamma holds that we daven be'ez sara even on Shabbos. And if Yossi holds, as Tosis said in the earlier part, le'ezra v'lo l'soka, that they call out for people to help them, but we do not allow davening to Hashem on Shabbos, even in Eis Sara. Rashi quoted another interpretation of the word Le'ezra in Rabbi Yossi's presentation, and that is that one would not daven in shul, more dramatically, but only privately. That even Rabbi Yossi would agree that you're allowed to daven Beis Sara on Shabbos. Presumably, the reason that Tosis used the language of a haitro ritzon olomar masriyan bepeh, meaning that this word hasra means bepeh, is that there were other sources, such as a previous brisa of the Gemara quoted, where it's clear that they're using the word masriyan in the context of shofar. And the same is true for the brisa about Yericho. So Tosis is pointing out, but it's clear from this Mishnah, of a haitro, that this instantiation of al elo masriyan b'shabbos clearly means peh, because as Tosis paraphrases the proof of the Gemara, that you clearly would not be able to blow shofar on Shabbos, even in a time of sorrow. Sefta Tainis Daf Yud Dalet Amid Beis Taisis Diri Maschul Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya Gozar Tleiser Tainiyos. The Gemara records that Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, the grandson of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya was an Amora. He decreed 13 fast days, and then he saw that they still weren't answered Min Hashemayim, so he wanted to decree additional fast days. And Rabbi Yami objected that Ain Matrichin Es Hatzibur Yosim Yidai. Can't overburden the tzibur to fast so much. And then the Gemara records that Rabbi Yochanan argues on Rabbi Yami and holds that only with respect to rain are we not geyser more than 13 fast days, but with respect to other pranayos, other chalila forms of tzara, one decrees fasts until they answer Min Hashemayim. So Tosis comments that it's clear that Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya was dealing with other forms of tzara and not rain. In the words of Tosis, al sha'ar pranayos, it was on other suffering that these fasts were declared. The Bach changes the word omihu to v'aha, v'aha, and on that concept of continuing the fasts even after 13 with respect to other tzaros, ka'amar le Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Ami told him, de'ein matrichin, that even there, you don't have the ability to decree more than 13 fast days. How does Tosis know this? The hachinami mashma, the hava ashar mine peronios, so too that is implied that it's referring to other forms of suffering. Mi demaisi Allah hadakam Rabbi Yochanan, from the fact that it brought as a proof to Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, against Rabbi Ami's objection, the statement of Rabbi Yochanan, who taught lo shanu el ligshamim, that the only time they taught that you stop at 13 is with respect to rain. Aval ishar, those who heard, they change it to mine, because that's what we have in the Gemara. Aval ishar mine v'chule, meaning lishar mine peronios, all kinds of other forms of tzarot. So there's no limit, and that we will fast until we answer Min Hashemayim. Rashi explains similarly that Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya was talking about other peronios without directly bringing the proof, but the proof is very straightforward. The Gemara, in concluding that Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya's view that one should fast as many fasts as necessary in order to be answered Min Hashemayim on other tzaros, and it's only with respect to rain that there's a limit of 13, and Rabbi Ami's view that with respect to all peronios there's a limit of 13, that is actually a machlokas tanoim. So the Gemara records a brisa that Rebbe holds that ein matrichin es hatzibur yosim yidai, you cannot overburden the tzibur too much, and therefore the 13 fast is the upper limit, even with respect to other peronios. And Rabbi Yehuda Nasi's father, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, held that lo min hashem uzeh, that that's not the reason why we can't fast more than 13 fasts, but rather it's a local reason with respect to rain. The language of the Gemara, mipnei sheyotza zmana shel revia, which is the Dibur Maskil of Tosis. The Tosis is right, and this is similar to Rashi as well. The zman revia de yora, the time of the revia of the yora to recall is the first rains as opposed to the malkosh, and the revia de yora, presumably Tosis is referring to the first group of rains of the yora as discussed on the Gemara and Dafav Med Aleph, where it discusses the earliest rain, the middle rain, the later rain within the yora, within the broad category of the first rains. So all of that is havi ben Marcheshvin. That's all in the month of Marcheshvin. V'yotza Marcheshvin. And since Marcheshvin already passed with these various fast days, so it's already too late to daven for rain because the window of opportunity already has passed. In the margin in the Oz V'Hodr, they quoted the Gdukei Sofrim, that both the Pshat of Tosfos, which is also stated by Rashi, is somewhat difficult because Marcheshvin is only the opening round of the rains, but the rainy season continues through Kislev, through Teves. So what does Tosis mean? That Yotzes Mana Shel Revia, that the time of the rains already have stopped because Marcheshvin has already passed. Tosis should rather state that with the 13 fast days, which start in Marcheshvin, but then extend because it's 3-3 and 7 all the way through Teves, that he should have said V'yatsu Marcheshvin Kislev and Teves, because that is the sum total of the rainy season. So indeed, they note that Rabbeinu Gershom says exactly that. He makes a calculation of when the first 3 fast days would be, when the next 3 fast days would be, and when the last 7 fast days would be, and that takes you to Shvat. And as we know, Shvat is already the Rosh Hashanah Leilanos, and that's when, as the Mishnah and Masechta Rosh Hashanah and the Gemara states, that Rov Gishmi Hashanah are already supposed to have fallen, and that's when the sap starts rising in the trees. So if we've already reached Shvat, and Chalila, we haven't been answered for rain, it's to some extent already too late for that agricultural season. So Tosis, who focuses only on Marcheshvin, is somewhat difficult. The Gemara records that the people who lived in Nineveh needed rain even in Tkufas Tammuz, even in the summer. So the question was, should they be requesting the same Talamat Levracha in Berech Aleinu, the way a Tzibur does when they need rain in the regular rainy season? Or should they be treated as yechidim, as an individual need, which would only be done in Shomei HaTfila? So Rebbe answered, and that's the Maskel of Tosis, Shalach Yuvlehu, ki yechidim demisu, and therefore they should recite for saying Talamat L'Bracha in Shomei HaTfila. So, Tosis two parts, just first explaining the Gemara, and then explaining why an individual, when it is the rainy season, asks for Mata or saying Talamat L'Bracha in Berech Aleinu. So the first part, Pirish of Shemei Tefila. Apparently Tosis didn't have this in the Gemara directly. We have it in Gemara directly where it says Shalach Lehu Ki Yechidim Damisu Uve Shemei Tefila. So apparently Tosis didn't have those words, so he's adding it in. Pirish of Shemei Tefila Tomru Tefilas Tainis. So the Bach changes this to Tefilas Matar because the topic is not an Enu. The topic is the Sein Talmat Levracha. So in Shemei Tefila you will say the Tefilas Matar. So now Tosis has an implicit kasha. The second part. Hadi Yachid Omer v'sein Talamata b'virchas Hashanim. Av agav shenespal v'atzmo. That which the Yachid says v'sein Talamata in the bracha v'rech aleinu, even though he's davening himself, he's not the chazan, he's not davening on behalf of the tzibur. So the implicit question, of course, being, so why isn't it a Yachid in the middle of the regular rainy season considered like Yanchi Ninveh, and he should be asking for rain in Shomei Tvila rather than in Berech Aleinu? So Tosis answer, Holus Man Siburu, since it is the time of the communal need of rain, the regular rainy season, therefore both the individual is davening Shemoneh Esrei and the Chazan repeating the Shemoneh Esrei all ask for rain, the same Talmat Levracha in the Bracha Berech Aleinu. And that is in contrast to the Bnei Ninveh, Abba Bnei Ninveh, Havi Yachid. But the whole conglomerate of the Bnei Ninveh are considered Yechidim, because that is atypical that a Tzibur should need rain then, and therefore they're not considered like a Tzibur. They're only one individual community that requires rain then. The Bach adds in one word, Da'afilu b'tkufas tamos, that even in the summer season, Tzrich and Lemitra, that they require rain. This Tosis, and more generally the Gemara, is relevant to 3 contemporary topics. The first is the famous Rosh, who wrote in a responsum that in his view, the only time that you would say the same Talamata in Shomei Tefila would be where you have a particular small region of the world like Nineveh that requires rain in an unusual way. But where you have a very large area such as Europe that required rain earlier than 60 days beyond the Tkufas Tishrei, which was the standard time for starting in Bavel, so one should actually start asking for rain earlier in Berech Aleinu. And the Rosh admits that his view was not accepted by the Chachmei Hador, who assume that even a wide region of the world that requires rain earlier than that which was necessary in Bavel are also called Yechidim, just like Nineveh. In addition, this is also relevant to a traveler from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laaretz and vice versa, where they should be asking the same Talmat Levracha, and sometimes the psak is actually to ask it in Shomei Tefila when they're breaking the norm. Again, there are various details on that, which we're not going to go into now, and different shittos on that. It's also relevant to those who live under the equator, where the seasons are switched. The summer is the winter, and the winter is the summer. So where do they ask a Saint Almater? Do you say that a whole half of the world can't be considered like Yechidim, or do we say that everything follows the basic Jewish community in Eretz Yisrael in the Northern Hemisphere, and therefore they're like Yechidim of the Anshe Nineveh, which I believe is the Psak, and therefore they will ask for the same Talmud Levracha in Shomei Tefila. Taisim Maskel HaKol Lefi HaShonim. Gemara records a brisa that Rabbi Yehuda argues on the view of Yehuda Nasi and maintains that when do we have these various manim for rain, Shiva Asar B'Macheshvin and Rosh Chodesh Kislev, etc., as recorded in the Mishnayos, That's Bisman Shashanim Kitikunan Yisrael Shurin Alad Masan, when the years are regular and operating under the regular principles of the natural order, and Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. Al Bisman Hazeh, but nowadays, in times of exile, and where the years unfortunately are wacky as a result of the decrees of Golus, Hakol Lefi Hashanim, Hakol Lefi Hamakomos, Hakol Lefi Hazman. Rashi actually takes out those latter three words, Hakol Lefi Hazman. Everything in accordance with the years, meaning the particular agricultural year, as to what the needs are for rain, and Hakol Lefi Hamakomos, everything is in accordance with the particular geographical location, as to their needs for rain. So that's what Tosfos explain, as does Rashi, Hakol Lefi Hashanim, Im Tzrichen Osa Shana Gishamim, Shei Shechuna. If in that particular year, they need rain, because it's an extremely dry year. So then you would say V'sein Tol Mater and Berech Aleinu, even not in the regular season. And now Tosis is explaining the Akol Lefi Hamakomos. V'im Tzrichim Gishamim Kivnei Ninveh, if a particular geographical region requires rain outside of the regular winter season, Sho'olin V'sein Tol Mater, V'virchas Hashonim, that you would ask for rain in Birchas Hashanim. And again, this is against the view of Rebbe, which is the psak, that either where the year is unusual or the place is unusual, so there they would have to ask for rain in Shemaya Tefillah, not in the Bracha Berech Aleinu.